This is Svetlana Kiddo interviewing Bill T. Jones in his office at New York Live Arts in the neighborhood of Chelsea, New York, New York, on March 23rd, 2018, for the Visual Art and AIDS Epidemic Oral History Project at the Archives of American Art, for the Archives of American Art Smithsonian Institution. And this is card number one. So we're going to start just by you telling me where and when you were born and a little bit about your early life. Okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yes, I was born on February 15th in Bunnell, Florida, in 1952. I am 10 of a family of 12. Mm-hmm. My mother and father were agricultural workers in the South, who then decided as an entrepreneurial gesture to do this thing, which was big money at that time for African Americans. Mm-hmm. They would start migrating up and down the Eastern Seaboard. And that meant that they would start in probably the spring of the year in the South, and then harvest as the fruits and vegetables ripened. They would travel up the Eastern Seaboard, ending in the Finger Lakes region, which was probably a couple of hours from the Canadian border, hopefully able to make enough money to head back south before the cold came. Mm-hmm. In 1955, my father decided to become a black Yankee and live permanently in the Finger Lakes region. I started school in 1958. Mm-hmm. So I haven't always have felt like a northerner. I was probably an average student, oftentimes the only person of color or black person in a German-Italian group of children. Mm-hmm. These were the kids that my parents probably harvested fruits and vegetables for. The community had probably a minority community of Catholic people. Most were Protestant. There was, as far as I know, there were no Jewish people, which I know is impossible. But that the nature of the community was such that it would be whispered that someone might be a Jew. So as one of the only blacks there, I didn't even know what that meant. I was not very good with sports that involved hand-eye coordination, uh-huh. but I was a good runner.
Yeah.
And I was also fortunate to join drama club. This was during the Kennedy era, when Camelot, some people called it, when there was liberal dollars around for projects that were going to uplift the poor. Mm-hmm. So our school was able to get money to hire a drama teacher. The drama teacher was probably one of the most important persons in my cultural development, if we put aside the television set, which is how the world came to most of us at that time. Mary Lee Shapey was the name of this drama teacher. Shapey, S-H-A-P-P-E-E. She gave me opportunities to sing and dance, to debate. I became a member of a debate team, and I even got to direct the Crucible in high school, which was unheard of. I was convinced that I wanted to go to Broadway. What else did I know other than commercial theater? Mm-hmm. So I was, but the school I chose was, when I applied to universities, I was accepted at New Paltz, SUNY Binghamton, and one other that I forget right now. Should have been trying to come to a performing arts school, but I really didn't even know the difference. So I went to SUNY Binghamton, which was called Harper College at that time.
Oh.
And H-A-R-P-U-R, full of New York and Long Island peoples. Harper College was 3,000 around the time that I came in. It jumped up to 10,000. Oh. I had an opportunity to continue my athletics there.